Hello, you're listening to Raw 12:51 AM with me, Linus Pardo, and I'm joined at the Warwick Arts Centre by the wonderful and incredibly talented Lucy Rose. Lucy, how are you doing?
Very good, how are you?
Yeah, not bad, thank you. And let's just start off with the tour. So you've been on tour now for about a month or so. How are you doing so far?
Yeah, so far so good. Yeah, we've been in the UK for a month, and we did Europe just beforehand, which is another month. So it has been somewhat scary and tiring and lots of driving, but also really thrilling and exciting to be playing the second record.
Yeah, and we'll talk about a little bit about the second record. So you kind of, the style has changed a little bit to an extent. Yeah. Have you found this has affected your performances in terms of, you know, the vibe on stage?
Yeah, probably. I mean, my first record, I did the whole thing on a chair, on a bar stool, which was balanced on a load of crates. Wow. Which was quite weird. It was, I think, one gig we went to, and we realised that because I sat down, it was just all the stages were too small, no one could see me, so we just got loads of beer crates from this venue. I ended up buying them off them and putting a piece of wood across the top, and I made myself this little platform, which I then used everywhere. And I guess that was because at the time, people were very confused, I guess, about what I was, and I was writing all these acoustic songs, which were quite meaningful. But the live performance, I wanted it also to be quite subdued, I guess, weirdly, so that people would take it seriously and maybe not chat because I was sitting on this stool. And that really worked. But the second record is definitely, like you said, got a different sound, and it's gone on to my performance because I'm off the stool for the first time, and moving around and like playing with my band and interacting with the band and kind of having a lot of fun, really.
Yeah, so the record's definitely got a sort of more fun, upbeat kind of pop atmosphere to it. I just want to go back to the first record quickly. You said there that the song's sort of quite introspective, quite introverted ideas in them. Do you ever find that when you're stood there, especially like take a song like Shiver or something, you're playing these very open-minded songs about yourself, mm-hmm. Do you ever just sort of freak out a little bit whilst you're on stage and thinking, wow, I'm really opening myself up to people?
I think I used to a lot more with them. Now it either goes one way or the other. If I see other people that are really connected to the songs, which I'm very lucky, and I can see that in audience members, and that's just a really amazing feeling, because I guess when I wrote them, like you said, I was quite a lonely place when you're writing songs, especially like that, and you can feel quite alone in your feelings, and that was when it was very scary performing it with that. But now if I can see someone else is connected to it and they have somewhat felt the same thing that I felt, there's this complete opposite feeling of not being alone and having these people in front of me supporting me, singing this song with me and understanding me, and that's incredible. So yeah, I'm very, very lucky.
And does that still hit you every night?
Yeah, that gets me more, I guess. That feeling definitely gets me more emotional, seeing people singing along with me and being able to connect to it, because yeah, like I said, you can feel a bit isolated from the world sometimes.
Amazing. So with the new album, what do you feel has changed? Was this a really conscious decision to take things in a little bit of a direction, or was it just, you know, circumstantial?
Definitely circumstantial, because writing on the road is a bit difficult. Playing acoustic guitar in a very noisy van is quite difficult, and writing somber emotional songs and the rest of the band are listening in is also hard. So I think I just started by writing on different instruments, on the bass, writing on drum beats, and starting completely fresh. And I think I needed that, because everyone had always said writing the second record's really difficult and it's so hard. So I had this in my mind that it was going to be difficult, and I just didn't feel like going straight back to the acoustic guitar and attempting it. I felt like, let's just try out some other instruments and see where I could take it. And I guess I've been on tour with Bombay Bicycle Club such a lot, and I wanted to see what I was kind of made of, if I was made of other things, and the acoustic guitar was the one instrument I had in my house, and it was what I could write on. But I had this other opportunity with the second record to explore other avenues for the first time, and I was interested to see what I could create by exploring a bit more.
Brilliant. Have you got any particular instruments or anything that you really enjoyed writing on aside from the guitar?
I did enjoy the piano. I bought a piano. I saved up after the first record and I bought my very first piano and got it moved into my little flat. And that was very exciting. It was this whole new instrument. I played a little bit at school, but like lots of people, it was mainly scales and playing the same piece over and over again and learning it. And I found that quite boring and I wasn't really into it. So I soon quit playing piano when I was a kid. But having it and just being able to play simple chords and simple notes kind of soothes me. And I think it's very important, and I think lots of people should go and sit at the piano and just play, even if it's just very low level, which is what I am, a very low level musician when it comes to my instruments. I've self-taught myself, so it's very basic. but I get a lot of enjoyment from it, which is what I guess is important, so I enjoyed that.
Yeah, you mentioned the self-taught thing. Do you find that that has added a sort of certain dynamic to your music, the fact that you know, not necessarily been told this is how you should play it, that as a sense that then makes it easier as a songwriter?
Maybe. There's a lot of self-discovery, and I guess this is the way that I found whatever is going to be my sound and my style is found completely organically from me discovering it. And like you said, if someone had told me this is how you play it, I don't know if I'd find what my style is as much. And with the guitar, I mean, I play everything in different tunings because I really didn't know what I was doing. So that's quite interesting. And I do think ignorance is bliss when it comes to playing, because I would be thinking, oh, this chord sounds really nice. And where do I, when my ear is telling me I should play this chord, and I'd work it out and it would go on like that. And I'd find that very interesting. And I would just go off my ear. And then it was sometimes I'd be like, this guys, I've got this new song. And then my bass player would be like, oh, it's just G, C and D. Like, oh, and I probably would have written it if I knew it was just G, C and D, but that ignorance allowed me to go into that and feel
so
like it was different.
So it feels more natural to do it that way for
yeah.
you. Yeah, brilliant. It's a very difficult thing to ask a musician, but picking down some influences for you, a lot of people made kind of comparisons to people like Joni Mitchell in the past. Have you got anyone you'd really love to pick out, or a couple of people as your main influences?
I'm sure there are. I mean, I'm honoured if anyone even thinks that Joni Mitchell has influenced me, because I'm obsessed with her, like lots of people, and also people like Neil Young. And I guess it's more of those older musicians, it's what they stand for as well as what you really, for me, is what's influencing not just the music they make, which is, touches millions of people, but the way you go around it. And I think with Neil Young, a lot of his stuff, you can hear it's raw and it's lo-fi, and nowadays things are so polished and made perfect and sing it a million times so we've got the perfect take. And sometimes you lose a lot of character. So from someone like him, listening to this music, which is so honest and real, and same with Joni Mitchell, not completely perfect. You know, a lot of these things are one takes and are beautiful songs. And I found that quite inspiring to be brave and say, okay, let's just do one vocal take. And I did that on a few of the songs on this next record, especially things like Into the Wild. It's like, this is a completely acoustic song. I want to play it and sing it in one take. It won't be perfect, but it'll be a moment in time which has been recorded. So a lot of those influences have come from those sort of artists.
Is that the kind of sort of atmosphere that you're aiming for with the first record, that very lo-fi sound? Where did you record that first record as well?
Yeah, it is very lo-fi, which is, it's good because that's what I wanted, but it wasn't like you have lots of bands who go, I really want this lo-fi sound and let's do it in this really expensive studio. And it's like, that's defeating the point. But I guess just because of where I was as a musician, I had to record it and self-fund it myself. And when I say self-fund it, I just didn't have any money, so it's just asking lots of people for favours all the time. And I just went and moved into my parents' house and used their living room and just set up a little studio there.
Your parents' house, amazing.
Yeah.
You made a hit record in your parents' house.
Oh, thank you.
Brilliant. And just finally, can I ask you, what if you could pick out one artist, one album and one song, see if you could give us something that you would have to listen to for the rest of your life?
I'd probably choose Nick Drake, Pink Moon, and the song Pink Moon. The album never gets old, and there's something very peaceful about it. And for me, it's one album. You know, we can all feel anxious at some points in our life, and different albums can make us feel and comfort us in different ways. But that one for me is, if I'm feeling at all worried or anxious, I can put that one on and it soothes me. So I think that would be the one.
There we go. Brilliant. Lucy, thank you so much.
Thanks.
And best of luck. I hope the gig goes brilliantly, and we wish you well for the rest of the tour too.
Thank you.